Hi, my name is Brenton Bowman, currently attending Logan High this year. I'm actually a freshman.
Not only was this Bowman's first time behind the controls of a plane, but it was the very first time he's ever been in a plane in his 14 years.
I thought this was pretty crazy. I've always dreamed of flying, so it was pretty cool to get to actually go up there and do it. It was pretty intimidating, yeah, because the controls were there, and every time you turn, your plane turns, like, you turn with it. And I'm not tall enough to look over the dashboard, so I was improvising.
He is one of 20 students from all over the state who are participating in a week-long flight training program through Utah State University called Aggie Aviation Adventure. They had the opportunity to fly airplanes and helicopters with the help from USU flight instructors. Weston Martin is another participant, and he goes to Roy Junior High School.
I've always wanted to be a fighter pilot since I was a kid.
He says his very first experience flying a plane was a lot like driving a car, even though he's not old enough to get a driver's permit in the state of Utah.
I hope this doesn't crash, and I hope I don't die.
Both Martin and Bowman say flying the helicopter was much harder than flying the plane.
Because a helicopter only has one propeller at the top, so your helicopter tips as you turn.
We went up, and then we flew around, and then he made me try to hover, and that didn't work out too well. I had the joystick and he said, okay, it's all yours. And then I was pushing the pedals and we start going off to the right and then we almost hit the building.
During the camp, the students were also taught about aerial maintenance, navigation, and how to be a professional. They were also able to fly a CRJ-700 simulator, which makes you feel like you're piloting a jet. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.